Since last Wednesday, we have entered the season of Lent. This 40 days period prepares us for the great celebration of Easter. And it is an opportunity for us to rediscover the true priorities of our Christian life. We recognize that too often we have turned away from the Lord, and He has not always been our priority. We have organized our lives without Him, but He is here to tell us again and again, "Return to me with all your heart." Lent is a special time given to us to return to the Lord. It is urgent that we place Him back at the center of our lives. In today's Gospel, we hear the account of Jesus' temptations in the desert. The tempter approaches Him with flattery, saying, "If you are the Son of God, make this stone become a bread." In the same way, the tempter comes to us, appealing to our pride, our desire for freedom and independence. It may say to us, "Do whatever pleases you, that is how you will regain your dignity and freedom." But in reality, this temptation leads us into a dead end, drawing us away from God's love. Today, Jesus teaches us that being children of God means allowing ourselves to be guided by Him, without trying to control His ways. It means trusting Him completely, without demanding guarantees, without expecting miraculous signs that would distract us from our struggles and commitments. In this Gospel reading, at each temptation, Jesus responds with the Word of God. It is written, "Man does not live by bread alone. You shall worship the Lord, your God, and serve Him alone. You shall not put the Lord, your God, to the test." This is how Jesus conquered the tempter. During this Lent, He invites all of us to share in His victory. He teaches us to turn fully to God and to nourish ourselves with His Word every single day. This holy season of Lent reminds us that we are engaged in a spiritual battle against the forces of evil. But in this battle, we are not alone. The Lord is with us, and we can always rely on Him. We can also turn to Mary, our mother in heaven, who intercedes for us. With her, no situation is hopeless. When everything seems to be going wrong, we can trust her. When we lack peace and joy, she is there, just as she did at Cana. She brings our needs to her Son, and Jesus invites us to draw from the source, from Him who is love, peace, and joy. Even when we have fallen to our lowest point, Mary bends down to lift us up. On this journey, The Lord walks with us. He gives us the true bread of life that renews our heart, strengthens our faith, deepens our hope, and empowers us to love. May we always hunger for Christ, the only true and living bread, and live by every word that comes from his mouth.